I think one of the issues that's come up is the fact that there are different kinds of families. So we have the marital unit, but we have a lot of people who are living in single parent households. We have actually part of the African experience is increasingly child-headed households. And so I think one of the things we have to think about is how should the law and society manage these changes that have happened to our different families. And the other theme I think that came up quite clearly throughout our discussions has been the issue of implementation. So I think there's growing consensus that we've all done very well in terms of making laws and human rights treaties, but now it's time for us actually to pause, to reflect, and actually to make sure that we have both the political will and the resources to make this happen.
Can you tell me about the major trends and changes taking place in the African family structure?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that's happened is a lot of the change has been by force, meaning the impact of the AIDS crisis. I think that was discussed a lot. And now we've had the Ebola crisis, and I would imagine that the countries that are emerging from the Ebola crisis now will, by force, have different constitutions of family, precisely because not all family members will still be there. I think the other change, a positive change that's happened within the African context, is the fact that our states and our courts are taking the idea of human rights and also the idea of women and men sharing resources, whether that be by inheritance. I think that's been taken very seriously now.
This discussion was named Men in Charge with a question mark at the end. What does this symbolize?
It was a question mark because it challenges this idea of men as dominating, men as always oppressing women and children in the family. And actually, it suggests that it isn't necessarily the case. The family is a place. In 1994, they said that, you know, family is as a place of democracy. So it's an invitation for our families to be open, to be loving, to be caring, to be equal, to be free from violence. No, so this is all of us are invested in healthy, positive families.